morning. How y'all doing? My name is Andrew Russell. I work at Just Neighbors. You know, I feel so at home. I have 7 kids and with 1 woman, amen, and 4 boys and 3 girls. And so I feel right at home. So the louder, the better, okay? Y'all can run around, roll around. It won't bother me, okay? But I, like I said, I work at Just Neighbors. I was a former pastor, assistant pastor at Grace Presbyterian Church in D.C. And so before I even preached today, I asked Pastor CJ, you know, give me the time limit because, you know, I'm a Presbyterian Caribbean pastor, you know, so we usually preach 45 minutes, but she told me 10. So I got my stopwatch. Amen. So I have accountability. I just want y'all to know that. So at Just Neighbors, I'm the community engagement manager. And what that means is I help recruit volunteers to our various immigration clinics. I also help with fundraising and providing support on our development side, as well as communications and social media. So I'm originally from Nassau, Bahamas. Anybody been to the Bahamas? Okay, all right. Y'all had conch? Did y'all try some conch? Okay, that's good. So y'all had the Bahamian experience. But I'm from the Bahamas, and I moved to this country when I was 11 years old. And my parents wanted to go to United States, go to seminary, so that they could return to the Bahamas and start a Bible college. So back in 1994, they did that, and God called my father to plant a church right after seminary in inner city Memphis, Tennessee. And so we ended up staying in the States after that time and eventually became citizens. Now, you know, at Just Neighbors, we work with immigrants and we work to help provide hope through immigration legal services. But many, many children just like me who moved to this country as children don't have a choice. Many children cross the border because their parents send them to the United States to escape unimaginable terror and tragedy. Now imagine for a moment that you were forced to leave everything you've ever known, your home, your community, your family, and to seek refuge in a foreign place. And you flee not to just escape poverty or hardship, but you flee because your life is in danger. Your future has been threatened by war or violence and political unrest. And this is the reality for a lot of the immigrants, asylum seekers and refugees that we deal with at Just Neighbors. We fundamentally believe that every person deserves a chance to live with dignity, security, and hope. Our mission is to provide hope through immigration legal services, and we help immigrants navigate through the complex immigration system. We provide legal pathways through visas for survivors of human trafficking, for people who escape domestic violence, political unrest, natural disasters. You know, immigrants are in the news a lot. And immigrants are more than just numbers or statistics. They are our neighbors. Our nonprofit, Just Neighbors, speaks to that. They are our friends, family members, co-workers, colleagues. And we see them everywhere we go. And when we ignore them, we turn a blind eye to their struggles and to the fact that they are also made in God's image. And in doing so, we turn a blind eye to Jesus Christ himself. And I'm going to prove that through this passage in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Here, Jesus tells a parable of the final judgment, the day when he comes in all of his glory with all of the angels to gather his people from every tongue, every tribe, and every nation. And I want to focus our attention on the 5 verses in Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40. And these are the words of Jesus. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." The way we treat the stranger and the immigrant amongst us says a lot about what we believe about Jesus. Jesus served the stranger. Jesus served the outcast, the despised, the forsaken. And God in flesh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, identifies with the unaccompanied minor. God identifies with the family fleeing political persecution and the spouse escaping domestic violence and the survivor of human trafficking. He sees all these people as representatives of his divine image. He looks at them not as a king to his subjects, but as a king to his children. When was the last time you looked at an immigrant and saw the face of Jesus Christ? You know, a lot of times it's convenient for us in the West, in America, to associate with people who think like us, who vote like us, who are educated like us, who share our social values and believe in the same faith as us. And it's not easy to associate with a stranger, someone who doesn't share your background and values and faith. Yet Jesus associated with the stranger because he was a stranger. He lived as an undocumented immigrant among his own people. I'll prove it to you in John chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Jesus, this is what is said about Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world didn't even know him. He came to his own, and his own people rejected him. But to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you feel like a stranger today, if you feel despised and rejected, if you feel disconnected from your family and community, if you've been abandoned, if you know what it's like to be surrounded by hundreds of people and yet feel completely alone, if you feel like no one listens to you and your voice doesn't matter, then I'm here to tell you that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of the universe, the one who sits high on a throne, surrounded by all the angelic hosts, Jesus from a rural town called Nazareth, identifies with you. Because Jesus is gentle and lowly. He is loving and merciful. He is forgiving and kind. But the most of all, the thing that warms my heart, the thing that compels me and draws me to Jesus, is that he welcomes the stranger. I don't know about you, but, you know, in the Bahamas, when a stranger comes, particularly a guest, oh, we run and we hug, we drop everything. We say, "Look, do you want something to eat? Where, you know, just lay, sit down." And I mean, we put out the red carpet. "You want some conch? You want some fish? What do you want?" This is how Jesus welcomes us. He welcomes the stranger with arms open wide, and he says, "Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you need some clothes? What do you like to eat? You know, sit there. Can I make you feel comfortable?" Because Jesus was a stranger, and he died to make the undocumented immigrants of God's grace citizens in the kingdom of heaven. He rose from the dead to destroy every single barrier that would prevent us, those who are far off because of sin. He brought us near. And so this is the Jesus we serve. And I'll close with this this client story. All of you have heard of the country of Sudan, right? So Sudan, we have a brother from West Africa who was visiting. This gentleman literally Googled you guys. And he's here today, so I'm, you know, I hope I'm representing Africa well. But Sudan is a place that has been experiencing conflict. They've been experiencing a civil war, And one of our clients, his name is Kareem. We changed his name to protect his identity, but this is a client story. And I had the privilege of actually interviewing Kareem and hearing his story of how Just Neighbors helped him in his situation. So Kareem had been waiting patiently for several months for a work permit to come through. And he was asked to be a limo driver for a special White House guest. He was disappointed that he was going to have to let his job go to someone else. And even though he had the documentation that proved his status was renewed, the Secret Service required proof of the actual renewal card. And he thought there was nothing that he could do until he got a call from his Just Neighbors lawyer, Eva Marie Carney, telling him that his new card had arrived just in time. And this is what Kareem says. He says, "I'm so lucky." He came and picked up his card, and he quickly sent the picture of the new card to the Secret Service from the Just Neighbors office and got to the White House engagement that same day. And Kareem told me that he actually drove Colin Powell in his vehicle. And later that week, he provided transportation services for several high-profile government leaders, and he was excited that everything came together. And I'll close with this. This is what Kareem says. He says, "Just Neighbors helped me a lot. The way that they welcomed me and helped me and treated me with dignity was amazing." I'm going to close with that last verse from Matthew 25 and 40. "And the king will say, truly I say to you, if you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it to me." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you were a stranger, that you came down from heaven to earth to bring those who are far off near. And so, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would bring us near to you, that we would be a people who would welcome the stranger because you welcome the stranger. And may we see the face of Christ in every stranger that we meet. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you.